The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, hello there, great minds and thinkers. Are you a great mind? Are you a thinker? Well, I'm Mark the Spark, and this is my new show, I Can Help. And it's a show about small business entrepreneurs and their story. And it's very interesting to hear the different entrepreneurs. We're on every Saturday night from 8 to 8:30 p.m., and we're on The Answer San Diego. You can find us at 1170 AM, reaching down to Tijuana, and 96.1 FM in the North County, all the way up to Long Beach. I do have a few good friends, and also a shout out to Huntington Beach. I have a few good friends there also. We are KCBQ, and we're broadcasting from the Golden Triangle in La Jolla. Not to be confused with the Bermuda Triangle. And we're streaming worldwide. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Radio Public, Stitcher, iHeart, and my favorite, The Answer San Diego. We're on every week, and I interview small business people. And you, as a small business person, can also be on my show and be interviewed. I have sponsorship packages that would fit any budget. I have three available, and I'll just briefly go over them before we get on to our sponsor today. The first package I have is an episode sponsor where you come in to the studio and get interviewed, or you can do it by phone. And this is a one-time event, and you get rights for the interview to use on your website and social media platform. Then a second package I have available is the seasonal, where you have your interview, and then you get two 30-second commercials that will air 2 weeks afterwards and followed by 8-second tags for 8 weeks. And then I have a big sponsor called the title sponsor, where I will introduce the I Can Help show is sponsored by your business. And then at the end, it will also be concluded, brought to you by your business. This does include the commercial. You'll get two of the 30-second commercials to air afterwards, and then your 8-week tag. And these packages can be seen on my website for prices and availability. Just simply go to www.markthespark.org, or you can reach me at info@markthespark.org. And please notice that it's a .org, not .com. We are an educational platform. And with the episode sponsor today, I have a wonderful entrepreneur with me today, and her name is Gloria. And could you just say hello, Gloria?
Hi, Mark.
Hi. So glad you're here and in the studio and have your product right in front of me. And I'll bring you on in just a few minutes.
Sure.
Excellent. This part of the program, I like to tell a little entrepreneurial story or an entrepreneurial saying. Or like last week, I did highlights of a business plan because I did get an email asking. And tonight I would like to do a story on White Castle hamburgers. And this is a very interesting entrepreneurial story. It was founded way back in 1921. It was September 13, 1921, in Wichita, Kansas. And the gentleman was Walter Anderson, and he basically was a street vendor, and he used to sell burgers on the street and things like that. And he was going about his business, and then one day he met a gentleman named Edgar Waldo, if I said that right. And they formed a partnership. Edgar was into real estate. And so what they did was went with these small hamburgers for 5 cents a piece. And they were actually credited as the first fast food hamburger chain. And they were known for their small hamburgers, which later on got the name sliders. See, to me, a slider should be one bite, but I guess they're about two bites. And they were priced at 5 cents each until 1929. And then they went up to 10 cents each until 1949. And what they would do is they would run ads with coupons where you could get five burgers for 10 cents. And this was takeout only. And in 2014, Time named the White Castle slider the most influential burger of all time. The most influential burger of all time. Wow. And back then, beef had a bad reputation. And it was after a book called The Jungle. It came out, and it talked about kind of how unsanitized the meat packing industry was, and it certainly kind of hurt the hamburger sales. So what White Castle did to kind of overcome this, and this is what you're going to learn with entrepreneurs, is everybody has a plan, you know, till something goes wrong. And when it goes wrong, it's how the entrepreneur overcomes it that really shows your entrepreneurial skills. So what White Castle did was they went into small buildings, and don't forget the partner, Edgar Waldo. He was in real estate. And they made the inside with stainless steel, which actually makes it look very clean. And the employees, they had spotless uniforms. I know if you go into In-N-Out Burger, you'll see them pretty much dressed all in white. And those are spotless uniforms. And then what White Castle did, which is very good, very creative, and sometimes hard to do, is that they supplied themselves. They made their own bakeries for their rolls, and they had their own meat processing plant. And they even had their own distribution. So they were self-sufficient. They didn't have to rely on anyone. And they also could control the cleanliness of, say, the meat processing plant. And what also they did was they created the paper hat. That's right, that folding paper hat that you see on all the people that are, say, entering the food service business before you get the chef's hat. And they sold thousands of these paper hats. And even now, White Castle, they're trying plant-based products. So they're always evolving. I know I've tried the plant-based products. They're pretty good. They do seem to be a little high in sodium. You might want to watch that. But this is a tremendous entrepreneurial story, White Castle Hamburger, and how they overcame the bad reputation that the meatpacking industry had. And it's a wonderful story to remember. I've told several famous Amos, Jimmy Dean Sausage, and on and on. So I would also like to say, if you're joining us now, well, bad, bad, bad. You should have got here at the beginning of the program. We're on every Saturday night, 8 to 8:30, telling an entrepreneurial story. We're on 1170 AM, but I bet you knew that. And also 96.1 if you're up in the North County. I also have started an angel investor board, which if you want to be an angel investor, or if you need an angel investor, you can post on this board. It's new, and it'll take a while to get going, but it will also be on my website, too, if you're interested in posting. And that's either for an angel investor or to be one. And I went to an SBA business seminar gathering, and I talked to several banks there, credit union bank, financial institute, whatever you choose. And there's three that I'd like to give a shout-out to that is out there. And one is Harvest. They're in Encinitas, California. You can check Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T. And also Banner Bank. That's right in Chula Vista, Banner Bank. They're on F Street, F as in Frank. You can check those out. And then there's Small Business Finance, which is CDC. And I'll just give their number right here. It's 619-243-8628, 8628. You can talk to Miriam. There is no address. And those are some institutes that you can try. Also, Accessity, was one of our sponsors, and they do loans 75K and under, which is what the Angel Investor Board is, 75 and under. And to qualify for a lot of loans, you'll need a credit score that has to be at least fair. Most of them want it good. And I'll just kind of briefly go over the credit scores. If you have 300 to 579, you're in the poor range. And if you have 580 to 669, you're in the fair. And now 670 to 739 is good. That's where you want to be. A lot of institutions will start at 650, and they won't go less. Or if your credit score is 800 to 850, you're in the excellent. And if you've gone over 850, then life is wonderful. And credit score is very important. And there's an organization called credit.org, spelled just how it sounds. I'm in communication with them that they may possibly be a sponsor for us someday and teach us about credit. I'd like to give a quick update on Bitcoin. Bitcoin is running right around 19K today, this week, and it's also hovered right around 20,000 for quite a while now. And in my last show, I talked about small business and the highlights of a small business plan. And one of the things you will always need with a small business plan is a 30-second sizzler. And that's 30 seconds to tell basically your story and convince someone that they would be interested in buying your product or service. Now, right about now, I take a halftime break, and I get a little drink of water, and then we're going to bring on our sponsor, Gloria, and she has her product line in front of me today, and she's going to tell us all about that. So we'll be right back in just a short minute. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the I Can Help Show, and I'm Mark the Spark, your host. And I'm here with Gloria, and she's going to tell us about a product line. I understand why I can call you Mama G.
Yes.
Can I? That's your nickname?
Good.
I know I get called by my nickname since I think high school. But so I'm very happy that you're here today, Gloria.
Thank you for having me.
And as I told you earlier, I tried your product at the Hillcrest Farmers Market, and it was very good.
Thank you.
I talked to the person for a while. I myself have been in food and beverage, I say for 30 years, but I've been in and out. And sometimes it was food related.
Yeah.
And I have quite a bit of knowledge, and I think your sauces are wonderful.
Thank you.
So I'd like to ask you first kind of how you got started. That's usually the question gets asked to most entrepreneurs.
Sure.
How did you get started?
It was just started as a family and friends. I learned all these recipes from my mother, and I experiment with all different ingredients. I'm original from Peru, Lima.
You are.
So I was trying to bring those flavors here. And first I started with an imported pepper from Peru, but it was the cost was too expensive.
Yeah.
I didn't have enough at all. A vision to do any business. I was just doing it for my friends, family, friends of friends. And then it came to the time that everybody was like, can you make some more for me? Can you make this? So they were having parties and they want me to make it. And everybody keeps telling me, why don't you bottle it? When are you going to sell it? And it went for years. And I was working. My husband and I, we work full-time both. And it wasn't on my plans. Right. So wasn't going that way. Like,
mm-hmm. I was just going to interrupt for a second and say that's a common thing of entrepreneurs, that they have to work to put a roof over their head and food on their plate, so they don't get to spend a lot of time working on their products.
Yeah, and that's kind of scary, too.
It is.
Financially and...
Financially, definitely. Yeah. That will come up a little later on, too. But and most entrepreneurs do start out, if it's a food product where they're making it, their friends like it, and then they encourage you, you should package it and sell it.
Yep.
And that's a very common, I call it going from a hobby to a business.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And so tell me, when they said that bottle it, sell it, what did you do then? Start looking into the cost of bottles, and now here comes the label.
It took a little bit. We were living in Palm Springs. We moved to San Diego almost 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a job here, and which I recently quit my job after almost 6 years because of the business is growing and it's just taken off. But to get to the bottle that I have right now, I went through probably 4 other ones.
I have experienced that also.
And I have made my own labels, print my own labels and all that stuff first. To come to the last label, the label that we actually have right now, it took a little bit with the help with my kids and my husband and their support. We came together to this label, which a lot of people love it.
I do. I'm looking at it right now. I will say it looks professional.
Thank you.
And you can tell that you put a lot into it.
Yes.
It's not just a label that you find on a masonry jar and it's someone's kind of handwritten.
Yeah.
And
from the whole label.
Because you had to do the calorie count.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that has to be very professional.
That was a lab. We went to a lab and have the product tested.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a shelf life. Study also. We are been going into the business financially as it go. Like, we didn't put a chunk of money to invest like usually other people do.
Mm-hmm.
We just go as...
That's called bootstrapping.
Yeah.
You are bootstrapping.
Yeah, so...
You're like Tarzan swinging from rope to rope.
Of course, at the beginning is... you know, everything comes in, everything goes out because we're investing on more equipment, larger blenders, larger mixers, and which has been growing and growing, and people liked it. And
that's wonderful because you also will have distribution involved. I know I saw this at the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where else are you? You're at others' markets.
Yes. So as I mentioned, I have quit my job like a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it was getting very challenging for me to come home after work and produce. And we have a commercial kitchen in Scripps Ranch on Poway, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to go and stay until their night bottle and all that. So we've been looking into warehouses and to manufacturers and all that stuff besides the whatever cost on everything, you know. And so finally I'm able to kind of like put everything in order and go after everybody. Like, and right now, to answer your question, we got into Sprouts in East Lake.
Wonderful.
We have a few stores. One in Escondido is the Asian market. We have another Peruvian place in Tierra Santa called the San Lucheria.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just ready to head other places. And we also provide in Palm Springs a few restaurants. Actually, one of them, they were just went into Driver's Dine and Dives.
Mm-hmm.
And they were mentioned my sauce
because
they use it as a base on their crepes. It's a crepery, that we provide.
Wonderful. So. Your kitchen. Now, I've rented commissary kitchens before. Sometimes they have where you have a contract for a year.
Mm-hmm.
You get a shelf in the walk-in. You get a couple pallets in the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to schedule your time around other people.
Yeah.
And it really is quite
it's challenging.
Challenging is the word.
Yeah.
And then there's cleanup afterwards.
Yeah.
And I know I've done many products, and afterwards, the cleanup, it doesn't really get considered.
Yeah.
And I had a catering business for over 3 years, and the hottest thing was after the gig was done, was all the cleanup.
Yeah.
And so right now, you're bottling yourself. Have you ever thought about a co-packer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. Actually, San Diego doesn't have that many co-packers.
And do you know why? I do. It was because of COVID, I was told.
Probably.
That a lot of the small co-packers shut down, and then the big co-packers took on all they can take.
Right.
This is what I was told, because I've looked for co-packing in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard to find.
Yeah. It's just a couple in Orange County area,
mm-hmm.
and more north.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But we've been looking, but we have a list of things that we have to go through. We need to be organized in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
We also started to cook Peruvian street food, and we have 6 farmers markets right now.
Wow.
So our goal is to get our name known.
That's kind of what farmers markets do for you.
And we have a lot of returning customers
and that's
for
wonderful.
Food, and we compliment
Peruvian
our
Peruvian food.
Yep, and we put our sauces
wonderful
in there, so they come back and are like, what was that?
That's the
biggest. That's our sauce.
That's one of the biggest compliments anyone could have in the food business.
Yeah, it feels very rewarding to have people coming back and messaging you like, I can live without your sauce. Where can I get it?
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Now, have you ever thought about the financing? You said that you do it yourself, which I say that's called bootstrapping it.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you've come along quite a ways.
Yeah.
I'm holding the product in my hand, and I can see you've come along quite a ways.
Thank you.
Right. So what about going for the big loan?
We are.
Considering
the first step. Yeah. The first step is for me to leave my job and now dedicate 100% to my business.
And like you said, that was a hard step
so
to take.
We're just taking it slow. Little by little, but we'll get there eventually.
Oh, yes. I can tell you'll get there.
Yeah. So the story behind it is I did this. I lost my 2 parents in the middle of COVID.
Oh,
and they were
no.
in Peru. Mm-hmm. And they're both between 3 months. So my mom's name is Gloria. So we got stuck in COVID because we were requesting our California license.
Mm-hmm.
It took 9 months.
Wow.
So we couldn't move forward.
Mm-hmm.
But finally we got it. Mm-hmm. And then we just went all in. And that's when things started going like...
That's wonderful.
Everywhere. But this is on my mom's name.
So it was great. It carries on.
Yes.
I know I did a few farmers markets during the COVID, and it was terrible. We had to wear masks.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like when two left,
imagine.
They'd let two in when two left. And it was difficult to start a business during COVID. Mm-hmm. So I certainly take my hat off to you.
Thank you.
Kudos to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And also, I was just wondering if you could kind of go over the different flavors that you have here on your sauce.
Yep. So this one, the first one we started with was the original hot sauce with a space with cilantro, jalapeno, and garlic. We use all fresh ingredients. It's a perishable product that needs to be refrigerated.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came out with the mild flavor because people
like
can't
me.
Take too much heat.
Oh, from the East Coast.
And especially the East Coast.
Can't take any heat out here.
But we realized that we actually, our thing was more flavor as heat.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to take away the food flavors.
Got it.
We're trying to add more flavor into your food and put a little heat in it.
Mm-hmm.
So those are our originals, are based on cilantro, jalapeno, and garlic. And then we came up with a hot barbecue and mild barbecue, which we make our barbecue and mix our original with it.
I see.
So it's not at a traditional barbecue. It has only 2 grams of sugar, and it has cilantro too.
Well,
so it's kind of like a really good combination. People like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. I can see by the color of the barbecue sauce, it's not your normal average.
Yes. And then because I'm Peruvian, I always wanted to have, that's actually the one that you have.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Peruanita Mayo, which is the pepper that I was talking about in the beginning. Because of the cost, I couldn't do it, but I found a way to actually make what I started with.
Wonderful.
And bottle it. And then this is the Peruanita hat, which is rocoto. It's a Peruvian peppers, these two. These ones are bestsellers.
Wow.
Our original and Peruanita hat. And why? Because this one has cilantro, this one doesn't.
I see. Well, they look wonderful.
Thank you.
Gloria, how can anyone get in touch with you if they want to try these wonderful sauces?
Mm-hmm.
How?
We have, like I mentioned, we are in 6 different markets. Tuesdays, we are in Otay Ranch from 4 to 8 and doing Peruvian street food. Also, and Wednesday, today, we are in Ocean Beach from 4 to 8 with the Peruvian street.
Wonderful.
Food. And then Saturday, we are at Civita Mission Valley from 9 to 1. Little Italy from 8 to 2. And Saturday and Sunday, Encinitas.
Wonderful. Well, we know where to find you. And I want to tell everyone, please try these sauces.
Thank you.
We're coming to the conclusion. I want to thank you so much, Gloria.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to give a shout out to 3 of my seasonal sponsors, which is Rich Phillips Auto on 7105 El Cajon Boulevard. His number is 619-463-3315. And also a shout-out seasonal sponsor, Art World, 266 Broadway, El Cajon Boulevard. And his number is 619-440-1041. And our last seasonal sponsor is Biz for Christ. And they meet Sunday mornings above the Skyline Church, 8 to 3, every Sunday morning. And it's the business meeting. There's coffee and much, much more. I'm Mark the Spark. I want to thank you for tuning in this Saturday night. You can find me every Saturday night, 8 to 8:30, with another entrepreneurial story like we had today with Gloria and her wonderful sauces. Please check them out. If you want to hear again where she's at, you can go to my website, www.markthespark.org, or please send me an email at info@markthespark.org. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. It means so much to me. Thank you so much. Good night.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.